Five Relevant Truths from Corinth by Debbie McDaniel, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong, do everything in love. Divisions within the church, disagreements about how to worship, questions about marriage, sexual temptations, compromise with society's views. Here are a few things that Paul says to the Church of Corinth, which seems to also be a timely word for our day. God had given him a very fruitful time of ministry while there, and many people had come to know Christ. When Paul left the city and traveled to Ephesus, he later received word of trouble the Christians in Corinth were having. It was from there that he wrote several letters of encouragement. In 1 Corinthians 16, we read God's instructions penned by Paul on how to walk wisely within the church and among unbelievers. Here are the five commands he gives. 1. Be on your guard. The truth is, if we're not living aware, we will be taken advantage of. We'll be taken off guard, possibly deceived, tricked, or thrown for a loop. The enemy wants nothing more than for us to be asleep in our faith. Let's stay spiritually awake and aware of what surrounds us. God gives us discernment for a reason. 2. Stand firm in the faith. This means to persist. Keep standing on, remembering the truth of what we've believed, the truth of what has set us free. We can't live a watered-down gospel for a world that insists we tone it down a bit. We don't have to waver in our beliefs out of a longing to be accepted by the world. 3. Be men of courage. Be people of courage and strength. Our world needs men who are willing to walk courageously. We need women who are willing to be brave. Nothing has affected me so much in recent days as the 21 kneeling men who lost their lives on a beach at the hands of evil. These will always be remembered as men of true courage. May our lives be so brave in a dark world. 4. Be strong. The word used here means to keep increasing in strength, not in our own strength, but in the power of the Spirit of God. He makes our footsteps firm. He makes our way strong. 5. Do everything in love. And that pretty much sums it all up. Our calling, our purpose in this life, everything we do, all that we say, should be done in love, pointing others to Him. Love God, love others. It's the very love of Christ that compels us. May we walk in a manner worthy of His calling. We'll never be able to agree on everything with everyone. We're not supposed to, and that's not really the goal. We should never long to look just like the world out of the fear that we look too different than those around us. We shouldn't be persuaded to live in shades of gray because we don't want to step on any toes. We're here to be salt. We're here to be light. We're here to make a difference, to point others to Christ. And we can be all that God calls us to be, staying strong, standing firm, living aware, walking in love, being people of courage. For this is what matters most anyway.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
God kept calling my heart, like I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, wow, you're really awesome, more than like, wow, Jesus is really interesting, and he's really awesome.
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.